Back here, Mutt and Lou, 93.7 WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday, Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 46. Joining us here, Dion Branch joined us all season long.
Yeah.
Week one versus week two of Super Bowl prep. What's the difference from a player's standpoint?
I think overall, all the stuff that goes into the actual Super Bowl itself. You know, handling all the travel, all that stuff. You know, that's what you're putting up with right now. You know, the coaches making sure that we're trying to handle all of our business before we leave to head down. And at the same time, we got to get our work in. Now, once we get on that plane Sunday and head down to Indy, there's no more off-the-field issues. Everything is all football. That's it.
How'd the first week go in your eyes? You've been here before.
First week was great. We had a great week. And, you know, there's always a lot of improvement. There's going to be a lot of different things that we're going to tweak here and there. But I think we had a great week of practice. You know, the couple of days we've been out running around, conditioning. You know, you focus on those things, get the mental side of the football game down pack. Then you get ready to hit the road, man, and really put all your marbles in one basket and get ready to play the Giants.
Now, I know we talked to you right after the AFC game, you know, getting back to that and reading some more things leading up to it. Now, you were very emotional after that game.
Yeah.
Was it just appreciating the opportunity and everything, where you've come and where you are now?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing, man. We all play this. I'm a very passionate guy. I love playing this game. I'm very honored to be back. You know, I truly appreciate the opportunity that this organization gave me, Mr. Kraft, Coach Belichick. Those are the guys that drafted me. Those are the guys that asked for me to come back. You know, hey, we want you back. Trust me, I want to be back. You know, I'm very thankful for the opportunity. And also just to be... just to share this moment with these guys, because you got to realize, man, this may not happen again. Mm. It may never happen again. And I think we all, as professionals, need to embrace that. You know, it's an honor, man, just to be a part of this one event, man. I mean, the entire world, you know, and not only just speaking about us, just with all the time that we put together, we sometimes forget about our families. You know, this is their moment, too, so... Oh, that's the stuff I'll be thinking about.
You know, we're talking about appreciation and thanking people.
Yeah.
You call every single one of the coaches that you've had, even from the young age, mm-hmm. like 10, 12, 6.
Yeah. Like I was telling you earlier, I try my best to reach out to all my coaches because, you know, without those guys, I wouldn't be standing here as well. You know, it started way back when I was playing Little League, you know.
So your Little League coach you talked to before Super Bowl, right at the end of the season.
Yes. I got the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And it's a couple that I haven't spoken to right at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, some of them been texting me, and that's for tickets. But they know my family, my mom, my dad, my sisters and stuff. I have a long list of people trying to come to the game. And, you know, they all understand. Mm. But at the same time, just me reaching back to those guys and letting them know how much I appreciate them and I thank them for helping me get to where I am now.
Yeah. That message you talk about, that as a professional, you might not get back to this spot. You know, mm-hmm. you're playing another Super Bowl. There are guys in your locker room that are playing in their first Super Bowl. Is that a message you've tried to relay as a veteran on this team, just how special this is and how infrequent it can be as a player in this league?
Well, it happens. And, you know, me, myself, Vince, Tom, you know, Matt Light, Kevin Falk, you know, we can talk to those gentlemen and speak on that level and let them know. But we don't want to – there's no pressure on them. You know, don't think you got to go into this game doing something totally different. Hey, let's just stick to doing what we've been doing all season long, playing good complimentary football, and we'll be okay. You know, it's another game. It's a very important game. But let's not start trying to do someone else's job. Mm. And I think everything will be okay. But you have to embrace it. I think it'll hit the guys once we get down, probably before once we have this going away party tomorrow. You know, I think guys will really realize, okay, man, this is what it is around here. This is what our fans expect from us, and this is what we want to deliver to our fans.
I was wondering, you have Chris Carter on speed dial by any chance? I mean, you familiar with some of the things that he said about you in the past?
I mean, I heard one of the statements before the Jet game. Other than that, no.
He said that you disappear at times in big games. Does he realize that you're just 12 catches away from Jerry Rice to being the all-time leading reception leader in Super Bowl history?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that until you just told me.
That's crazy.
Number three on the list right now.
You didn't realize that.
I didn't know until you just told me. Until you just mentioned it. I promise you, I don't sit around looking at the stats. That stuff is good just to be amongst that list. But if we don't win the game, then, you know, it don't mean anything. And for all the stuff that the people say, man, trust me, I've been doubted my entire life, so, and I'm still standing. So I thank them for doing that for me. That helps me.
Yep.
Do it motivates me? No, I don't use that as motivation. I use my family for my motivation. I don't need to sit back and listen to what this guy says, that guy, to motivate me now.
We spent a lot of time talking about this Giant team you guys will see on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we like to think you can look back at that Week 9 game and try to pull some things out of it.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that as part of your prep this week? Are there things you can take out of that game as you prepare for the Super Bowl?
Well, we got a lot of time to do that. You know, we have a lot of time to do that. And, yeah, that's some of the things that we will be doing. I mean, that we have been doing, you know, looking at our game and also looking at the other 15 games that they played and then the three playoff games. What, the two, three? Yeah, so we have a lot of time to – so there's no excuses for us not to be prepared. You know, it's just all about now going out, executing our plays. The coaches will have us in the have the right plays. Coach Belichick will make sure that we're fully prepared to play the game. Now it's just all about going out and executing the plays.
You know, you talk about it's all about winning. And when you win, someone gets named the MVP. Yeah. You know, and with all the attention that the big three get, you know, everybody keeps talking about Welker and Gronkowski and Hernandez. It sets you up to be driving maybe that Cadillac after the game, maybe sneak up on him a little bit, and Deion Branch.
That'll be good.
Two-time MVP. You do remember you won the first one, right? You
know, I remember that one. Yeah. That means we won. If that opportunity presents itself, that means we won the game. That's the first thing. The accolades that come after that, that'll be great, too. You know, but most important, like I say, hey, if we win this game, that's the only thing that matters. You know, just sharing this moment with these guys, with this team, you know, Mr. Kraft, with all the things that's been going on this year, that'll be a great moment.
Now, one of the things you talked about that game back in November was we noticed, like, early on, looking at some of the no-huddle. They only had four snaps in the no-huddle. It was the final drive.
Exactly.
The first half, a lot of max protect, 0 points. First time in 74 games this team put up 0 points. It seemed like the second half, you sort of said, you know what, almost stop more offensive. Let's stop worrying about their pass rush, and let's do what we do.
Exactly.
I mean, isn't that what this is about?
Exactly.
Is that how you do what you do best?
Right. You know, us going out and handling our business. Let's not focus on what these guys are doing, and let's try to figure out when they show us this defense, we're going to do this. No, they need to line up to and adjust to what we're doing. And that's our thing. We did a great job at it, you know, going into the locker room, making adjustments and everything. Came out, made some plays, but we didn't make enough because we didn't win. You know, I think our biggest thing with this game here is making sure we protect our quarterback. And then for guys to handle the business, to do their jobs. And I think we'll be okay.
We talk about the Giants' defense, and we talk about their front seven, that front four, bunch of big guys.
Mm-hmm.
You go up against some defensive backs, Corey Webster, maybe guys that we haven't talked about. What are the challenges when you look at the guys you'll be going up against in that defensive secondary for the Giants?
I think all these guys, they're pretty good. They're sound at what they're doing. You know, Coach Coughlin has these guys playing great ball. You know, they're led by Antrell Rowland in the back. Who's doing a great job. He's having a great season. Corey's having a great year. You know, Ross is doing a great job. Deion Grant Phillips. I mean, you can go down the list of guys. I think with the amount of pressure that they bring, it allows some guys to do some different things in the back. And they take some chances and they make the plays.
Now, you guys are going to Indy. You guys are the home team. Think they get some of that fake crowd noise? Maybe like the Colts is not going to go there.
No, not from the Colts.
But you know what? That's the first game you guys played in all year, indoors.
Which one?
The Super Bowl.
Is it?
You haven't played
in the regular season, though, right?
Your regular season,
yeah.
I mean, is that playing it at all? Anything at all? Is there a difference? That big of a difference? Or?
Nah.
No big deal.
No, we still got to play the game.
Just warm weather, right?
We still got to play the game. You know, 6:20, 6:30, that ball, that whistle's going to blow. Somebody's going to, one of the teams is going to kick it off. And we got to play football. Regardless if it's
probably defer.
In the snow. Hey, we'll see. You trying to give out some points on some tips?
Your teammate, Chad Ochocinco, had his first interview, talked locally with the TV station, and said that as a team, he feels great that what the team has gone, his first chance to go to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But from a personal standpoint, he wished he was a bigger factor, maybe personally, some of the personal goals that he had on this team. As you look back on it, as his first experience with the Patriots, you know, what kind of teammate has he been leading up to this game?
I mean, think with all the, you know, the hype, because Chad's a great player. I mean, we all know that. He's a great player. I think he did a great job of coming in and, you know, putting his ego aside and buying into the program. And that's what it's about being around here. You come in, hey, everybody has a role. You know, you don't need to be the one to lead the team to this or that. You just learn what your role is and you do that. And that's what he did. You know, I think overall as a competitor, you know, him speaking personally, that's probably an honest answer. That's what he gave you all. To me personally, I wish I could have did a little bit more. Hopefully, maybe we could have won a couple games here and there. You know, that just as a competitor, you always speak of that nature. You know, we lost to Buffalo. I didn't have a catch. I wish I could have got two or three catches. Maybe we'd have won the game.
You know, I think a lot of people may be surprised he's still here, but I think it says a lot about him. Because, listen, Bill Belichick has known in the past, if you don't go out and do your job, if you don't perform, then you're gone. And they'll bring somebody else in. Here he is now, you know, what, 15 receptions in a year, and he's in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think it probably says a lot about the work ethic, maybe the teammates not rocking the boat.
Exactly. And he never did that, not one time. You know, never was a cancer. All the guys love him. We all love him. You know, this guy getting guys gift as we speak right now in the locker room. It's amazing, man. And that's what kind of guys we have in the locker room, and that's the type of guys that they bring in to this organization.
You think he'll be down there? I mean, he spent the last couple of Super Bowls doing interviews. He's got his little Chad Johnson network that he, you know, he would do interviews, interviewing guys in the Super Bowl. He's going to be that guy. And I think you think that personality comes out like in Super Bowl week, or you think he's still going to be kind of that quiet guy he's been all year?
I think he'll still be the same guy. Yeah. You know, that's my honest opinion. We talk every day. And every day he's excited as he can be, like he was the first day when he came in, just for this one opportunity. I mean, we all play this game for this opportunity right here. And he has that. What, this is 11th season? It's crazy. I mean, this guy waited 11 years. I was able to do it my second and third year. And now I have this opportunity again in my 10th year. Took him 11 years to get to this point. And this is what it's all about.
You look back at this regular season for your team, a couple games, down 21-0, down 17-0, and you came back and won some football games. Yeah. We view that as a mental toughness.
Exactly.
Is that a phrase you guys use? Is that something that coaches talk to you about, the ability to even get behind early, that toughness that's gotten you to this point?
What the thing is, we never set out to start off slow.
Oh, you didn't mean to be down 21-0?
Yeah. No, we're not trying to. That's the first thing. But, you know, being a mentally tough team, yes, you know, coach preached that every day. And that's, I think that we have that type of program. You know, that's the type of team we have. You know, trust me, we're not a, how they say it, we're not one of those soft teams either. We're a very physical team as well. So, you know, physically and, you know, mentally, we're a tough team.
Deion Branch joining us. He did all year. Deion, certainly appreciate the time.